MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. A botched armed robbery attempt of a South Roswell gas station culminated in the arrest of a local man Tuesday. 32-year-old Jacob Caballos was charged with one count of attempt to commit a felony armed robbery after he went into the Stripes gas station at 3800 South Main Street and allegedly, with his hand in his pocket, inferred he had a weapon and ordered an employee to hand over all the money in the cash register. Short time later, Caballos left the store without any money. Roswell police were called to the station and response to the attempted robbery. Caballos was subsequently found, arrested, and taken into custody west of Burn Street. The Wilderness Ranger District belonging to Gila National Forest gearing up for prescribed burns will last through March, depending on multiple factors. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, prescribed burns will be taking place over the course of the next month. Prescribed burns are used to limit the risk of wildfires throughout the state. Factors like weather, fuel conditions, and personnel levels affect the ability to perform the burns, though. Burns areas include the old GOS Ranch on the north side of New Mexico Highway 35 and locations to the Highway 35 corridor and near Lake Roberts. Nearly $6 billion, that's how much New Mexico is short just to keep roads up to code and to fund projects to make transportation more reliable. 5% of New Mexico's bridges in poor condition, most bridges designed to last 50 years before a major overhaul or replacement. In New Mexico, 47% of the state's bridges were built in 1969 or earlier. In Albuquerque, 60% of roads, or 2 out of every 3 miles traveled, considered to be in poor condition. That means drivers are experiencing a rough ride, hitting potholes and cracks more often. That wear and tear from the bad roads, along with other safety factors, reportedly cost New Mexicans nearly $2,900 each year. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.